This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension, to this family service. A particular welcome to all visitors, especially those who are here in connection with the sacrament of Holy Baptism later in the service. We begin by acknowledging our faults before God and asking for His direction in doing better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Let us praise God for His mercy.
And give thanks to Him for His grace.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Almighty God, you have made for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Teach us to offer ourselves to your service, that here we may have your peace, and in the world to come may see you face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13, beginning at verse 11. Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, two men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, and they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, he came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to them, Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
The hymn, Praise Him, Praise Him, Everybody Praise Him. Praise Him, everybody praise Him. God is love, God is love. Praise Him, everybody praise Him. God is love, God is love. Thank Him, thank Him, everybody thank Him. God is love, God is love. Thank Him, everybody thank Him. God is love, God is love. Love Him, love Him, everybody love Him. God is love, God is love. Love Him, everybody love Him. God is love, God is love. Words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I remember many years ago now, a little cousin of mine, we were all children at the time, but she was at that borderline stage, she could understand things well. She could speak well, even if some of the words didn't quite come out as they were intended. And on one particular occasion, she asked her grandmother, as she looked at the fruit bowl, "Granny, may I have a banbana?" Well, that was overlooked, but her mum, who was also there, did say to her, "Granny, may I have a banana?" "What?" "Granny, may I have a banbana to eat it?" And then her mum said, "There's a little word missing. Granny, may I have a banbana, please?" And so the banana was duly handed over. And then her mum said to the little girl, "Now what do you say? Granny, there's a little word missing." And then she'd realize, "Thank you, Granny." Well, many was the time I remember myself being pulled up on that. "What do you say?" I'm sure most of us who were children remember that. I imagine many of you who are now parents have done the same thing or similar, trying to bring our families up in the way of good practice and good manners. Well, there is in the Bible, and we heard it this morning, an issue where the majority of a group of 10 forgot to say thank you. And in that story, Jesus cures 10 lepers and only one has the decency, really, to come back and say thank you. And the one who did come back actually was a foreigner. He didn't live in Palestine at all. And today, it's interesting to note that those traveling by bus, many nowadays, they get all out through the door in the middle of a bus, which means they don't have the same contact with the driver. And whereas you would have passed a driver in the past and would undoubtedly have said thank you to him as you were getting off, that, of course, is not so easy today. But those who do travel regularly in a bus, and I'm afraid I'm not one of them, but those who do would say that some people, at least, even if it is some distance from where they're getting off the bus in the middle to the driver, they would raise their voice and say thank you. And apparently, most drivers do acknowledge that and are appreciative of the gesture being made. The gift of appreciation, the ability to recognize what other people do for us, is essential in keeping the fabric of our society together. And I would go so far as saying that the common good demands that we recognize how we depend on one another, and recognizing that fact by thanking the other person for their help and kindness. I know I, for one, am particularly grateful to our organist today, Colin Ferguson. He got a phone call from me at 8 o'clock this morning. Our intended organist has come down sick. Can you help us? And very graciously, he said, and these were his words, "I'm glad you thought of me." So thank you, Colin, once again. Isn't it strange that at a time when there never have been so many avenues of communication, nonetheless, many people do feel alienated, marginalized, disenfranchised. We make a phone call, and we end up very often talking to a machine. We can be waiting endlessly at the end of a phone, which might make it more difficult for us to engage and say thanks. The matter is complicated by how in most societies and organizations we rush to thank those who are forever being thanked for what they do. And they are usually the so-called important people, the managers and the leaders. And all that time, we can easily miss out in appreciating the kind deeds and words of those who have no standing in society. When someone thanks us, I suggest it puts something of a spring in our step. It is important to appreciate the many gifts and privileges that often are right in front of our noses. And so much of it has to do with honest communication with one another. It also has something to do with the truth. Only yesterday, actually, a friend was telling me of a day not that long ago when he was on the upper deck of a bus. Two young boys, probably aged 13 or 14, were sitting near him, and one of them started using bad language. he weighed up the situation and decided to say something. He looked over and said he would prefer not to have to listen to such language. There was a moment or two of confusion, as you can imagine, hesitation, maybe even embarrassment, before my friend told them that he had never once heard his parents use language like that. He could see the boy who had used the words hesitating, and then they broke into actually quite a lovely, engaging conversation. The young boy even smiled. Maybe he was mystified by my friend's approach. It was written all over his face that he was expressing sorrow for what he had done. And very likely he might well think again before using crude language on public transport. As he went off the bus, he connected with that other boy again, and it was as clear as day. They thanked each other for how each responded to the situation. My friend is certain that the boy appreciated their exchange, and he was glad that he had said to him what we did. They both gained from the moment. His last words to him were, "Thank you." In a small way, the boys and my friend were putting into practice what Jesus taught us when he cured the lepers. Amen. Could I please ask you to stand, and if anyone needs to turn and face the font, please do so. If there are any younger members of the congregation who would like to come and stand around here and see the baptism, you're very welcome to do so. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin, that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they have publicly confessed this faith, they will be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. We welcome he who comes to be baptized, and I invite his sponsors to present him now. Parents and godparents, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Max for baptism and answer on his behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage him in the life and faith of the Christian community? Do you turn to Christ? Will you then renounce the devil and all his works?
I do, by God's help.
Will you obey and serve Christ?
I will, by God's help.
You have heard these, our brothers and sisters, respond to Christ. Members of the congregation, will you support them in this calling? The hymn, "We Praise You, Lord, for Jesus Christ who died and rose again." Thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from the death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into his fellowship those who come to him in faith. Now sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Max may be cleansed from sin and born again. Renewed in your image, may he walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Do you believe and accept the Christian faith into which Max is to be baptized? Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe and trust in God the Son? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit?
Charles. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. Look for his coming in glory. God has called you into his church. We therefore... Father, we thank you that Max has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that he may grow in the faith in which he has been baptized. Grant that he himself may confess it when he comes to be confirmed. Grant that he may bear witness to it by a life of service to others. And that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, bless the home of this child and give such grace and wisdom to all who have the care of him, that by their word and good example, they may teach him to know and love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, who sent the Holy Spirit on your Son at his baptism to anoint him for the service of humankind, send your Spirit now to us who have been made your children by adoption and grace, that we may follow in his steps and work for the coming of his kingdom to the glory of his name. Amen. Almighty Father, who spoke from heaven at the baptism of Jesus and declared him to be the Son you love, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended, as Christ was raised from the dead through your glory, help us and all who are baptized into his death to live a new life as your children in the power of the Holy Spirit. God of peace, whose Son, our Lord Jesus, was brought back from the dead to become the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip us with everything good to do your will, that our lives may always be pleasing to you through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And we remember particularly today the injured and bereaved following the tragedy in Donegal on Friday. We pray for all, including those from Northern Ireland who have assisted in the investigation and search afterwards. And we pray for all who will be seeking to support these families in the days and weeks to come. Lord, in your mercy. And as Jesus has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The hymn, O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. I make a mistake. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake you became poor. Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, everybody is invited to morning coffee in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. Items for the food bank may be left in the church porch or in the hall porch today. Tomorrow night, Monday, a meeting of the Select Vestry in the parochial hall at 7:30. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the 17th Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. The Harvest Festival in Mara Hamlet will take place this year in 2 weeks' time on Sunday, the 23rd of October. And the recessional hymn, "One More Step Along the World I Go." Step along the world I go, one more step along the world I go, from the old and to the new, keep me traveling along with you, and it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. Round the corner of the world I turn, more and more about the world I learn, of the new things that I see, you'll be looking at along with me, and it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. As I travel through the bad and good, keep me traveling the way I should. Where I see no way to go, you'll be telling me the way I know. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. Courage when the world is rough, keep me loving though the world is tough. Leap and sing in all I do, keep me traveling along with you. And it's from the old I travel to the new, keep me traveling along with you. Along with you, and it's wrong.